Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everybody. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. This is a story I've been looking forward to for a while, and I hope we'll jump some of the fans on this when by the time we're done. We're speaking on the phone to Bill McArdle. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Not too bad, Cheryl. How are you?
Now, he's also known as, a.k.a., Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay. He kind of keeps an eye on the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay for us. And before we go further, I think we probably ought to just tell folks who the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay is, and then we'll talk about how this all got started for you.
Yeah, the monkey was first spotted probably about 2 years ago, pretty far from where he is now. And a couple people saw them, reported that they saw a monkey, and they, of course, wildlife people didn't believe them. So a couple months went by, and he got spotted again, then he got spotted again, and then finally they got him on video jumping from a couple apartment buildings. And that's when it got a little crazy. Everybody was chasing him, and they basically chased him all through Pinellas County down to the very south end. And he's been on the news, he's been on the Today Show, he's been just about everywhere. So over the last 2 years, he's been spotted quite a bit, but he's never been caught.
Now, does anybody know where this monkey came from?
Well, there's theories, I guess. I guess there's nobody that knows exactly where, but up in the Silver Springs area of Florida, which is north of Tampa Bay, about 50, maybe 60 miles, back in the day, they used to shoot the Tarzan movies there. And the word is that after they were done with production, they would just let the monkeys go. And there's quite a large monkey population up there right now. So they believe that it was a monkey. It's either a young monkey or an older monkey that was run off by a more dominant male.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he took off to go seek out other areas and just kept on going.
What kind of a monkey is it?
They say it's a rhesus macaque.
I like the way you said that.
That's exactly what they say, a rhesus macaque.
Okay.
So it's a very adaptable monkey. He can adapt to just about anything. Very smart monkey.
Now I found the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay on Facebook. Folks know I spend a lot of time communicating with folks on Facebook, and we have a fan page here at Fritz and Friends. And I want to just give people an example. You've put together this Facebook page, and I want folks to know why I became a fan. Here's an example of one that was last week. It says, TGIF, everyone. Thank God I'm free still. I hope everyone's ready for a great weekend full of mystery monkey business. One sighting this week of me chilling out on a docked boat. I'm on a boat, yo. I got my flippy floppies. Enjoy your freedom, everyone. And as my friends say, get up, get out, and live it. Gotta go. Zoom, zoom. Now, that's typical of the postings you put up about the monkey's activity. I mean, how can you not like that? How did you get involved with keeping track of his activities and where the sightings were?
It was actually a joke between my oldest son, Brian, is at UCF. In Orlando, and I found that when you have a teenage son, which I have two, so I have to shout out to Alex also because I'm sure they're listening online. And communication breaks down. It's not all about sitting around at the dining room table anymore. So it's a lot of text messaging and stuff. So I found Facebook to be a good way to connect with my son in Orlando. So learning Facebook and doing what I do for a living, which is video production and websites. I realized that Facebook is a great way to network. So just as on a whim, when it was hot in the news, I looked up. I didn't see anybody else with a Facebook page, so I went ahead and started one, and I invited my son to be the number one friend. And just as a joke, I found the picture, downloaded it, and put it up, and then within a matter of days, we had a couple hundred people on there, and it just went from there.
Now you've been, I mean, we're here in Lansing. You've gotten to the Today Show. You've been everywhere, and I love when we had a minute to talk earlier, Bill, how the numbers grew exponentially. I mean,
yes,
that's amazing.
We started low, and I was sitting here. I was actually at work editing one night, and I had the TV on in the office, and I heard in the background when it was really still hot in the news that there's one place, even though the authorities can't find the monkey, there's one place you can, and that was on Facebook. And I heard it, and I turned around, and on the news, on television, was a picture of the Facebook page that I had started. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. And then from there, it went up, and the next big thing, then it was on other local radio stations. It was on the local newspapers. And then I guess the next big thing was the Colbert Report. It took about a week and a half to get on the Colbert Report. And he did a great video called Monkey on the Lam with a Monkey on His Back. For those of you who haven't seen it, I'm sure you can Google it, but it was very funny. And that took me from like 3,000 up to 16,000 people over the next 2 weeks, I guess. And then I got the email from somebody who I didn't know who it was at first, and they said, do you watch the Today Show? And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if it was just somebody being curious or what. So I said, no. He said, well, you better watch it tomorrow, because honestly, I'm just usually not up that early. I would watch it, but I'm not an early riser. So I got up early, and it was the third story right off the top, right after the politics, the economy, and the mystery monkey.
Well,
and it went from 16,000 people to 68,000 in 3 days.
Oh, my.
It was incredible.
I'm just loving it. Your cool status with your teenage son has got to be through the roof.
Well, if it is, they don't tell me, that's for sure. But I have a feeling I'm a little bit cooler than Mom. I got an edge on Mom right now, I think.
You're keeping score.
Yeah, exactly. My tally sheet's a little larger than hers right now.
Well, I mean, I encourage people to go to Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay on Facebook and become a fan and watch these posts. I mean, you know, you feel like you've arrived. Shoot, I feel like I've arrived. I actually made your wall. I mean, you said shouting out to WILS 1320 AM from Lansing.
That's right. We'll get the WILS bump right now.
I'm telling you. Yeah, thank you. I need some of that monkey love there.
Well, I figure. I heard you guys are like, the high is 18 degrees.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
That is incredible.
What's happening down there for you and the monkey temperature-wise?
Temperature-wise, I think we were about 70. It's about 70 today, probably lower 60s maybe. It was not bad. We had our massive cold spell the last week or so where it actually dipped into the 30s at night. So
now you're just showing off, Bill.
Well, believe me, we freak out down here. That is not the norm.
I have spent a lot of time actually in the Tampa Clearwater area over the years, and I know what that's like. I remember running to Maz Brothers to get sweatsuits to stay warm. So I have been there and done that. Where was the last sighting of the monkey?
Well, the monkey is still in. Generally, he's in South St. Petersburg. He's in an area where there are homes, and in between the homes and the water, there are large areas of undeveloped land, mostly mangroves, which are protected by the state. So he's been living down there. I do get emails from people, because a lot of the neighbors in the area, they don't want him to get caught, because realistically, he has done nothing wrong yet. He broke into somebody's screen cage pool area and stole some grapefruit and things. But basically, he's been a good boy, just kind of hanging out, doing his own thing. I do have a video that I put on the Facebook page. Someone sent me in July of the monkey coming down out of the tree and eating some fruits and nuts and vegetables that they left.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is the monkey ate that. Then he actually went inside the guy's house and ate a bag of peanuts because they weren't home. He had the camera set on sensor.
Oh.
Because there was movement, he popped in. And
well,
it's incredible. He actually, the gentleman was so nice, he doesn't want anyone to know where he lives. So he drove all the way up to my office in Clearwater and gave me the DVD that he got off his camcorder.
Well, I just love it. It's quite entertaining on a daily basis to see what's put up. I thank you for joining us, Bill, so very much, and certainly we'll follow it and keep up with it. And how is it you end all of this? One of my favorite things, you know, how you end all of your posts.
It's the same way all the time. You got to go zoom zoom.
I don't know why I get such a kick out of it, but I do. I think it just makes me smile so much. So, Bill, I really appreciate it, and thank you for caring for the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay and for keeping us posted on it.
We got an eye on him, Cheryl.
Very good. We'll
Shout
check
out
in
to
with
everybody in Lansing.
Thank you so much, and we'll check in with you again. Thanks so much,
All right.
Bill. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Bill McCardle, aka the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay. We'll be back after this.